The music was deafeningly loud. The beat almost supplanted your own heartbeat as you entered the dance club and were assaulted by the primal rhythms that rocked the air. The squeal of guitars and counter tunes of synthesizers split the air in a discordant symphony that sounded like sex. There was nothing else that came as close to sex as really good music, and a crowd that moved in time with it. Like an orgy, they gyrated on the dance floor, their lithe bodies entwining and almost melding into a huge fuck scene. This is why people came here. They wanted to feel alive. They wanted to feel sex in the air, to almost be able to taste it with each breath. Some came to find people, some came to watch, but they all came for sex in one form or another. Peepers sat on the catwalk above and stared down at the throng on the dance floor, hoping for a quick glance of something more than dancing, a touch, a grope, tits bouncing free. Anything was welcome, and they were never disappointed here. This place was sex. It was called the Hideout, a simple name that said so much more than a name normally does. It was a hideout. It was where decent people came to be dirty and slutty, where anything goes and no one mentions it on Sunday at church. This was the world that Mary walked into, and the world that Chaz peeped out at her from. Chaz was a regular here. He knew the crowd. He knew the beat. He knew every place that was hidden in the shadows. He should have. He owned the club, or at least part of it. He was a small shareholder, but it was a very good small share. His hair was longer than most, hanging just below his shoulders and pushed back out of his face. Stray strands fell in front of his eyes as he surveyed the crowd and drank in the scene of their debauchery. He loved to watch people excited by meeting someone new, doing something dirty with a new person. The bodies grinding together in time with the music, almost fucking on the dance floor. Chaz saw Mary walk in and instantly thought to himself how out of place she was. She looked like she just got off the bus from the farm, and she stood out like a sore thumb amidst the mutant club kids that were all around her. He watched her as she looked one way and then the other for a safe corner. He could see that she was thinking about running. He didn't want that. He moved quickly to catch her before she ran away. Mary saw Chaz striding up to her with a purposeful look on his face. Among the crowd, he fit in, but stood out as well. His long black cloth trench coat flurried out behind him like a vampire's cloak, and his hair formed a mane that framed his handsome face in a very dangerous way, shading his eyes into a half-shadow that was pierced only by the flash of lights from the dance floor. His shirt and slacks were also black, but they seemed to be a lighter shade of black than his coat, if that was possible. And though loose, it seemed to cling to him in an almost sexual way. She wanted to run at first, but she wasn't sure he would follow, so she stayed. Chaz walked up to her and sized her up. She was about 5'2", with large breasts and short brown hair. Her face had a very innocent look to it, even though her choice of clothing was anything but. The black knit dress hugged her body and showed off her breasts, flat belly, and her succulent hips very well. But there was something about the look in her eyes that placed her as not belonging here. Something so innocent, she stood out despite her clothing. Chaz licked his lips. Innocence was so tempting. It felt so dirty to seduce someone so innocent. She smiled as he approached, but there was a slight look of fear as she sized him up. He was tall and strong-looking. His dark eyes seemed to draw you in, and his smile was almost like the grin of a lion about to devour his prey. There was definitely something predatory about him, something dangerous. Mary shivered, just what she wanted. "Hi," Chaz screamed into her ear so she could hear him over the music. She smiled at him coyly and bumped him with her shoulder. "First time here?" he asked her. She shook her head. That surprised Chaz. He had never seen her here before. "Really?" he asked. She laughed and nodded to him. Chaz smiled. Perhaps he had not given her enough credit. Maybe she did belong here. Maybe the shy, innocent look was her hook, her game. "I'm Chaz," he screamed in her ear. She held out her hand to shake his, and he laughed. Okay, maybe the shy routine was less practiced and more second nature after all. He shook her hand, and she leaned into him to scream in his ear. "I'm Mary," she told him. "Nice to meet you, Chaz," she said with a Cheshire Cat grin that both intrigued and worried him. "Will you dance with me?" she asked and gave him a pouty look. Chaz laughed and nodded and led her to the dance floor. They began to dance, apart at first, until the music began to take them. The song was all about sex. All the songs here, it seemed, were about sex. The beat seemed almost alive, and they gave over to it after a few minutes. The songs changed, but neither of them tired of the dance. Their bodies pressed closer together as they flowed across the floor to the center of the dance floor. Strangers all around them brushed up against them, and the mass of bodies seemed at times to condense into a throng of flesh grinding together. Chaz let his hands slide down to her hips and then onto her ass as they danced. Mary didn't seem to mind. As a matter of fact, she ground hard against him as he gave her ass a squeeze. Her dress slowly hiked up as she danced, and Chaz caught a glimpse of her black lace panties. Mary gave an exaggerated shocked look and pulled the dress back down. Then she grinned at Chaz, and he smiled back. Oh, she was playing him all right. Of that he was sure now. They had danced for maybe an hour when he finally had to give first. He took her hand and led her off the dance floor. Both of them were sweaty from the heat of the lights and mass of bodies pressed together. They walked hand in hand up to the rear bar, and Chaz got the bartender's attention. Mary ordered a shooter, and Chaz got a beer. The drinks came, and they toasted each other and drank their drinks. They screamed as much small talk as they could over the music and laughed when their words got lost into the cacophony of sounds. "Chaz," Mary said, standing on tiptoe to whisper in his ear. "Chaz, I need some air. Let's step outside for a minute," she said and smiled at him in a way that got his hopes up, that maybe there would be a bit more than air he would get. He nodded, and she led him through the crowd towards the door. The bodies seemed to press in and almost make it impossible to pass, but eventually they made it to the door and slipped into the blissfully quiet night. "Man, I like good music, but it does get to you after a while, doesn't it?" Chaz said as they walked around the corner of the building, away from the front door. "Yeah, but I like it," Mary said as she turned and smiled. "It sounds sort of like fucking, doesn't it?" Chaz was caught off guard and didn't know how to respond. He nodded and started to laugh. He had been played all right. "I guess that's one way to put it," he said, as Mary squeezed his hand and led him around towards the back of the club. "Where are we going?" Chaz asked. "Back here," Mary said and grinned at him. "Chaz, you aren't scared of the dark, are you?" she asked in a teasing way. He squeezed her hand back and they walked around and into the back alleyway. They slipped into the waiting shadows, and immediately Mary turned and planted a kiss on Chaz that took his breath. He was expecting small talk, coyness, flirtation, but not an outright attack. Her tongue slid into his mouth and forced his lips open as her hands grabbed his hair and pulled him hard against her. Her breasts pressed against his chest and belly, and his hands found their way to her ass. He was surprised to find her dress slightly hiked up, so that he got half a hand on her bare ass and lace thong panties. There was no need to talk now. They both knew what they wanted. Their kiss intensified, and he grabbed her ass and lifted one leg up around his waist. He could feel the heat coming from her pussy, and the leg of his pants grew damp from her excitement. She let one of her hands drop down and grabbed his ass and began to grind against his leg. Chaz slid his fingers under her panties and grabbed her bare ass, spreading her cheeks so that her pussy was grinding directly on his leg. Mary broke the embrace and stepped back. Chaz was breathing hard as she watched him in the dark. She pulled her dress up and off, her breasts hanging free and her panties pulled to the side. She was all but nude before him. Chaz was speechless. She was perfect. Her heavy C-cup breasts didn't droop or sag at all. Her pussy perfectly shaved, with the lips slightly parted in excitement. He reached out and she walked into his hand so that he had hold of one of her breasts. They kissed but stayed slightly apart as she grabbed his belt and undid it and then undid his pants. She pushed the slacks back down with his underwear and let his cock spring free. Chaz undid his shirt and pushed it open so that her bare breasts pushed against his hard chest. Mary's hand wrapped around Chaz's hard cock and began to stroke him until he was so hard he ached. Their kissing became frenzied again, their tongues exploring each other's mouths as their hands ran over each other's bodies. Mary was pumping his cock hard, and Chaz slid two fingers into her dripping wet pussy and began to finger fuck her in time with her strokes. Mary moaned softly and spread her legs so that he could get his fingers in deeper. He could feel her juices covering his hand as her pussy dripped. She reached back and rubbed her hand over his until it was wet with her arousal, and then used that to make his cock slick as she played with it. Mary pulled back. They were both breathing heavy and sweating. Mary smiled and pushed him back against the wall, and then began to kneel down in front of him. Chaz moaned as his cock slid into her hot, wet mouth. Mary's lips stayed closed until his cock slid between them and into her mouth and penetrated her. He rested one hand on the back of her head and let the other hand hang free. Mary gave great head. She sucked his cock all the way in and began to work her tongue all over the underside as she sucked hard and deep. Then she pulled back so that just the head was in her mouth and her tongue seemed to lick all sides of it at once. Chaz moaned and grabbed hold of her hair as she sucked the head. He looked down and she was looking up at him, her eyes barely visible in the darkness. She was smiling as she took the full length of his cock back into her mouth, her fingers playing with his balls as she began to suck him hard again. Chaz moaned and grabbed at the wall for balance, as his legs seemed to be going weak. Her tongue seemed to be everywhere along his cock at once, licking and tickling the full length as she fucked his cock into her mouth hard and fast. Chaz was sweating and her hands slithered up his body and rubbed the sweat all over and caressed his slick skin. her nails scratching his belly and chest as she ran them over him, and he cried out slightly in pain, but loved every second of it, and pulled her hands back up for more when she stopped. Chaz was getting very close to coming. He knew he wouldn't be able to hold off for long with the intensity of her cock-sucking, and he tried to push her back, but she kept working his cock even harder and squeezing the base of his cock with her lips. Chaz began to moan and shake and made a tight fist of her hair. Mary stopped and pulled back and looked up at him. He was breathless and stared back down at her with a stupid grin on his face. "Chaz, I have to tell you something," Mary purred. Chaz tried to answer, but couldn't catch his breath. "No, it's okay, don't talk. I have to tell you, though, I'm sort of a special girl." Mary smiled at him and batted her eyes demurely. Chaz chuckled. "No, seriously, I am special," Mary said and grinned at him. It was when she grinned that Chaz noticed the elongated teeth. She had fangs. He tried to pull back, but her grasp was like steel. He tried to call out, but found his breath still gone, and no sound would come. Mary laughed and then took his cock back into her mouth, swallowing him down to the balls. There were sudden twin stabs of pain, and Chaz found his voice and screamed out in pure ecstasy as he started to come like never before. He felt his whole body was liquid and was shooting out in a steady stream of cum into this girl's mouth. He couldn't stop coming until the world around him began to grow dimmer and dimmer and then went black. The knocking at the door woke Chaz up from his sound sleep. He groggily got up and walked to the door to his apartment and flung it open without checking who was on the other side. The sunlight instantly blinded him. He groaned and turned and walked back into the living room. His friend Bill was saying as he walked in, "What the fuck happened to you? You look like hell." He laughed and Chaz growled at him. "I met some chick," he said as he slumped down into the chair. "Some chick, huh? She's still here?" Bill asked as he peered into the bedroom. Chaz looked puzzled and looked around. "Was she there?" "No, I think she went home," he said. But in reality, he had no idea where she was. He didn't even remember who she was. "Dude, she must have been some chick. You look totally lost, man. She did you right." Bill laughed and slumped down across from him on the sofa and kicked his feet up. "Yeah," Chaz agreed. "Some chick." He tried to remember her but couldn't. "She was," his voice trailed off for a second, "a really special girl," Chaz finally said, and for the life of him, that was all he could remember. Billy laughed. "Now why can't I meet a special girl like that?" he laughed, and Chaz looked at him and tried to remember what was so special about her. It was almost there on the tip of his tongue, and then it faded. There was something special, he was sure. He shook his head and tried to wake the rest of the way up. How he felt. She must have been great, 'cause he felt drained. He just wished he could remember why.